Welcome back.
Okay, what are we drinking?
Another installment. I don't know. What are we drinking?
No, you tell us because you're the one that knew more about it. I got this at Jamie's Bottle Shop. The grape is Pedro Ximenez. How do you say it? Ximenez. Pedro Ximenez. Yes. Which I was very confused when I was looking this up because I'm not going to lie. I thought that was a name. But it's the grape varietal.
I think it is a name of someone.
Okay.
I don't know the history of who discovered it or whatever, but I would assume that's the name of the person that was involved with it. But Pedro Ximenez is usually used to make a really sweet, syrupy dessert wine. It literally tastes like maple syrup.
Oh.
We're not drinking that. We're drinking a regular dry style of it. But no, this wine's delicious. I've had it. I used to work at Postino many moons ago. Shout out to the OG, the Roots. But it was like, Postino's is lit because, yeah, the happy hour, you might think you're getting cheap wine, but you can actually find like a really good cheap wine if you know what you're looking for.
The board and bottle special is insane.
Yeah, $25 for a whole bottle of wine and a board of bruschetta.
Yeah, but it's like a secret third thing. It's like, it's its own thing.
Bruschetta is its own thing. And then the one at Postino is bruschetta.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to claim it as bruschetta.
I don't care about that, but it's just the one they don't care. Basically, go to the board and bottle. It's a good deal. You'll thank us later.
Yeah.
Mondays and Tuesday nights.
At any location.
Yes.
At any location, too.
Yeah, I think so. Because they have them in other states, but
they're everywhere.
Yeah. Okay. So we have a lot of topics today because I thought I got a new job. And I thought I was starting today, but then my new boss texted me and was like, okay, you're starting Friday. So I had all day to sit and
You've had two think new jobs it. In the last 2 weeks.
Okay, this one's going to stick because it's basically the same job I have now, just at a different place.
You cut this out. I don't care. But
I don't care either.
You literally crashed a golf cart and then you quit that job.
You're not wrong. I didn't crash it, but I like...
You.
I did a lot of damage.
Gently grazed it on a storage unit.
While trying to park it in the storage unit. You know what? Nobody cares. It's going to sound bad either way, but...
The owner of the golf cart cares.
They don't care. He's not watching this.
You don't know that.
But, like, the angle that the storage unit was that I was expected to park... I should have taken a picture so that I could garner sympathy from people. It was not okay. Like, I've driven golf carts before for work. Like, I know how to drive a golf cart, but... Not at this level. This was like, I couldn't do it. But anyway, yeah, I damaged the golf cart and the storage unit every single time I was trying to take it in and out. Plus, I got scammed one of the times that I was out on the golf cart.
Oh, yeah. That group of teenage boys just ran away from you
and
didn't pay you.
That didn't pay me. And the other couple times I was out, I just wasn't making enough money to make it worth it for what a demon fest it was.
Yeah.
And so I gave up. But I lost $500 in the process.
For context, Old Town Scottsdale, I think the golf cart system out there...
They're like pedicabs for other places.
Yeah, but like it's the lifeblood of Old Town Scottsdale on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, no matter what time of year.
I don't think so. Not for the locals, we just walk. And so do tourists. Like, a lot of people just walk or Uber. I think they're like not as relevant as they used to be because of Uber.
I see those bitches everywhere, though.
Yeah, but like how many rides are they actually getting? I don't know. I think it used to be better than it is now. That's my theory.
Is the golf cart, is that a phenomenon in other major cities too? I don't think so.
No, they have like pedicabs though. Like the guys that pedal. But I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
My failures.
What would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about... Okay, so I had a lot of time to prep today. So I have a couple games for us. But the first thing that I want to do is... This was just a funny conversation that I had with my mom because she's moving right now. And I was like, I'm so sorry for you because that's like a top five demon in life for sure. Which I guess we should define by demons, we just mean like a problem. Like I'll be going about my day and I'll be like, I've encountered a demon and it's just, I don't know. Like I'm almost out of charge on my car and I'm like, I have to go. It's a demon. But there's like obviously very large demons too.
First world problems versus
No, they're all demons problems. Though. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. But like the spectrum of describing
yeah.
them, that's what
yeah.
you're talking about. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, so... Mom, like, for sure, moving is a top five demon. And then she was like, wait, what are the other four? And then I made, like, my perspective list, and then I tasked you with making a list as well so we can compare notes.
Yes.
So, what's... So
wait, you want to know my number one?
Yeah, let's right go from... Maybe we should go from five up to number one. No, number... Let's start with number one, because I feel like it's just obvious what the number one demon is.
It's obvious.
Yeah. Like, in life, what's, like, the biggest problem...
I didn't necessarily rank them in order. They were just like things that just pissed me off in the moment when you asked me about it.
Okay, well, right now, what's your number one?
Number one, I would say, would be the American Heart Association.
Gosh, we did this so differently. Why was the American Heart Association pissing you off?
Because, and I guess if I'm going to pick a number one, it'd be school and just, like, assignments and, like, having to be on top of my shit and doing that. That, you know what, that's number five, just because I'm just annoyed over the petty bullshit that comes with being in school, but it's literally just, it's just part of the job, literally, doing homework, doing it outside of the class, whatever.
But homework, I haven't done it in a long time, but that is a demon. I hated that shit.
I dislike it, too. Oh, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
We talked about it on the way here. I'll get into that later. Anyways, the American Heart Association, for context, the class that I'm in right now is Critical Reading and Critical Thinking. It's an accelerated course. We're reading a book, The Blue Zones by Dave Buettner. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. I don't know. Dave Buettner. But
we don't need to credit him. He's a fraud.
Okay. Anyway, so this has nothing to do with the book, but part of the class is we also take in other content. So we watched this documentary called The Magic Pill.
Okay.
And we had to answer questions on it. But one thing that really stuck out to me was in the 1950s, that's when heart disease and other diet-related diseases or illnesses started to take root in the country and rise exponentially. And in 1955, I believe Eisenhower was in office at the time, I think. And that's when he had a heart attack. And so everybody was freaking out about heart anything because it affected the president. Like, who's next? And the guy's name was Ansel Keys. A-N-C-E-L-K-E-Y-S. Not far off from Insel.
Or Ansel, maybe, is how you say it?
No, he said Ansel.
Okay.
The documentary said Ansel.
Okay, sorry.
But, no, so anyways, he did a very small perspective research study, I would say, just because he found multiple countries. First of all, his hypothesis was that saturated fats caused heart disease and all the other cardiovascular, like, troubles. And he set out in his study, he published that he went to 7 countries where they consumed less saturated fat and had less cases of heart disease or any other, like, cardiovascular thing. And then his hypothesis, according to the research, was correct because he compared just those 7 countries to the United States. The United States had a lot of saturated fat consumption and a lot of heart disease, and these other 7 didn't. It was the opposite.
Yeah, but they could have had, like, just a population that was dying younger, so they didn't get... There's so many factors.
Well, yes, and one of the main factors was that he was a well-traveled man. You know?
Yeah.
He didn't include his research in Germany, France, or Switzerland, because those countries eat probably, not as much saturated fats as Americans, but they eat enough to cause concern if his hypothesis was true, and they had significantly less rates of any cardiovascular disease. So
everything is a lie.
Yeah, and so in 1961, the American Heart Association created the dietary plan that is still in effect today, based off of that plan, about consuming more whole grains, like, essentially a high carb, low fat diet.
I hate it here to see Dunkin' Donuts every day like me.
I feel like that's a part of, I wouldn't say you're not a part of the problem, but the main part of the problem is that big business, pharmaceutical companies, weight loss, like, institutions, they're profiting off of this high carb, low fat diet. And then high carb, low fat, you get more unhealthy, therefore you need medications to get on to be able to, like, get out of those situations. But, like, in this documentary, it was just like, no, babes, like, low carb, top of the pyramid, low carbs, fruits and vegetables, of course, and then fats, or just, like, animal protein, fish, chicken, whatever protein you get your hands on. And, and it's crazy. It's crazy. The American Heart Association.
They're just big fat liars.
They're still sucking in sales dick after.
I don't believe any of it. You mentioned the Blue Zones, and I saw a conspiracy theory about them that I totally buy.
But wait, so why is that guy a fraud?
Well, I don't know if he knows that he's a fraud, but he is, because he got. Because there's, like, what, 10 Blue Zones in the world that people, like, live long. A Blue Zone, if you don't know, is just a spot in the world where people live longer than everyone, like, by comparison to
a higher capita of, what's the word?
People that live over 100.
Centenarians.
Yeah. Which, I don't know, I don't want to be a centenarian, but anyway.
I would if I looked like these people. By the way, the centenarians that were... But, like, the centenarians, those bitches are still, like, wakeboarding and, like, building fences and shit. That's so cool.
Yeah. But the thing is that, are they really, though? Because somebody else did, like, a study after his study and found that these, all these places happen to also be the highest rate of Social Security fraud in the world. So these people might, or, like, they went in and did case studies and these people don't have their birth certificates. There's really no proof that these people are actually over 100, and they could be also dead, and the family's collecting the Social Security checks saying they're alive, or whatever the equivalent of the Social Security is in that country. So we don't even know if it's true, and we're doing, like, all these studies and praising them and trying to make Scottsdale a blue zone, which, by the way, why are you trying to make Scottsdale a blue zone? All people do here is, like, drink and eat fat foods and smoke. Like, you picked the wrong town. You should try San Diego. But anyway, that's my two cents.
So, the conspiracy is just that.
They're lying.
The research is, like, subpar.
Not complete, yeah. There's, basically, on paper, these people are living to over 100, but there's no, like, actual proof. Or their proof is shaky. So, it's like, do we really know? But I will say the one thing I do support the Blue Zones on is that they put community as one of the reasons that people live longer, which that's
the foundation.
Good thing, regardless.
So,
yeah. Yeah, the people yearn for community. All right, what's your next demon?
Other cats besides my own.
Okay.
Yeah, just because, I don't know, like, we just can't figure out. So I recently moved back in with my parents and I brought a cat along with me that I acquired through my journey of gallivanting and being alone. But they just don't get along. It makes me so sad because I just want to see them get along. And I already took her to the vet because she got a scratch in her cornea from one of them.
Jeez.
Because they got into a fight. And I just don't know how to, I just don't know.
Like,
when I'm there alone and the three of them are just out and about, they're chill. They're just having the time of their lives. Like, they're not playing with each other necessarily, but they're just, like, avoiding each other's company. They're just in the presence of each other. When my parents come home, then their cats get all fucking feisty and rowdy, I should say. I think just because they're trying to protect my parents or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I could add pet issues to this demon list, because, like, when your pet is having an issue, it, like, is a big problem.
Yeah, it's just, I wouldn't say it's a nuisance, but...
But it depends on, if your dog is lost, like, that's a major demon.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
What's another one? I already talked about school, time management. Honestly, I'm happy to say that I really don't have a lot of demons right now. Truly.
Okay. I wrote this list a lot differently. So I was just thinking, like, overall, big life scale. I'm just going to go through them quick.
Big life scale?
Yeah, and I can see if the people agree with me. So just top five, like, basically worst things that you have to deal with in the, over the course of your life. Or that you could potentially deal with. I put number five, moving. And
that's
if you say, no, I don't trust you, bitch, you have not moved. It sucks. And I guess it depends. Like, when I was just moving myself, it wasn't that bad. But when my parents are moving, it's a whole house. So, whatever. Number four, I put, like, basically money problems. Like, no money, joblessness, debt. Because that shit, like, sucks when you're in it.
It's really easy to just ignore it, though.
Yeah, but we don't have, like, families to feed. Like, we can be broke, and it's fine. There's a lot of people that have... They can't be broke. Like, they have a baby. But, like, that shit is really stressful. So I put that at four. I put number three, heartbreak. We're getting, like, worse, by the way. We're going from five to one.
Yeah.
Heartbreak sucks. It's definitely number three for me. And then I've experienced the first one in a form, but number two, I put severe physical pain or handicapped or a physical threat. So I have not experienced this, but I imagine that would be a solid number two. If you're a threat is happening to your life or you're in, like, extreme chronic pain and you can't function because of it. And then I put number one is just a death in all forms. So you dying, a loved one dying, just that's the biggest demon.
Got it. Okay. Loved one dying for sure. But
I imagine experiencing death is not very fun. Like being on hospice.
We could die right now. Or maybe not right now.
I think we're pretty safe.
We're immediately on Thomas Road. You don't like the possibilities of some sort of, like, Family Guy ending where, like, a car just crashes through the window right here. That's the road right there.
No, that is not going to happen. Don't manifest that.
I'm not, but I'm just saying.
It could happen.
It could happen. And no, and then if I was to die now, like, all my debts would be absolved to someone else. Like,
I just grouped death, like, as in, like, your death or, like, the death of somebody else as being, like, the biggest demon.
Not only were you writing this about you, but you were also thinking about others, too.
Yeah.
Maybe I should add that to my demon list. Narcissism? Just thinking about my problems that I had in the moment when you texted me about it. Oh my god.
You were like, what do you mean? And I was like, the biggest demons of life, example, my number one is death.
Yeah.
And you just ignored that entirely.
Okay, to talk about this more, I'll go back to the money thing, just because it's next summer, I'm going to the Baltic States to on a choir tour with my choir. We're gonna go.
Okay,
we're
that's
gonna
go, not a demon.
No, but I'm saying money wise, it's like a $4,000 trip. Granted, that's pretty cheap for
a 2 week.
You have
a year to find it.
That's true, but then again, like, the demon is okay. We have to focus on not quite as much.
DoorDash.
Cooking meals at home.
DoorDash is...
That's more expensive than going out.
DoorDash is the solution. No, DoorDash-ing. Is the solution to all problems.
I'm gonna be a full-time student with a job on...
If you do it 1 hour a day for a few months, you'll make $4,000.
I'm trying to start with just the money that I make on the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, 20% of it automatically goes into my bag.
Okay. That's a good plan.
That's just what I'm doing. Because some weekends I make a shitload of money. Some weekends it's okay. But, like, it's still something.
Yeah.
And, like, just last weekend alone, I was able to put away $200.
Yeah. Okay, so you're, like, 1% there.
Yeah.
Well,
so
0.5%.
Like, 5%, no?
1%? I don't feel like figuring this out. You're closer than you were before.
Because 200 times 10 would be 2,000. So 200 is 10% of 2,000.
Oh.
So 4,000 would be...
So, yeah, 5%.
200 would be 5%.
Oh, yeah. Only 95% more to go.
Fuck yeah. But... No, it's a demon to, like, it's just annoying to think about that. It would be nice just to have the $4,000 just to fucking throw away. Not throw away, because it's like a...
experience.
Yeah, but just to throw around.
The money will always find you.
That's true.
Okay. I have a game prepped for us.
Okay. You don't have anything else to say about your demons?
That was my demons. Because all my... I experience money and heartbreak demons regularly, but the rest of these, I'm lucky. I haven't.
Handicap, it would suck to lose, like...
a limb.
Yeah. Or even, like, a finger.
Yeah.
On your dominant hand.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That would suck.
Handicap plate, though.
Yeah. There is that, if you can drive.
I guess if you're paralyzed in your legs.
You can't drive.
It's tough.
Or your hands. Okay. We're gonna move on to lighter things. I have prepared 10... headlines with the help of my good friend ChatGPT.
Okay.
So basically, these next few games, I was very inspired by Thank You, Jenna Marbles and Julian Solomita, and just like their silly games that I used to enjoy watching so much on their podcast. You don't know who that is, do you?
I know Jenna Marbles and Julian are.
Yeah, okay.
They're not together anymore, right?
Yeah, they are.
They're still together?
They're married.
Oh, I had no idea.
But she's off the internet.
Yeah, I knew that.
But they got married. Anyway, this next one isn't like an exact copy of something that they did, but I was inspired by this because they didn't have ChatGPT at the time to write fake headlines for them. So basically, I'm going to read these to you.
One by one, right?
One by one.
Okay.
And you're going to just guess if it's a real or fake headline.
Okay.
And I'm going to read the headline and the blurb, like the summary. Okay. Florida man arrested for throwing an alligator through a drive-through window. In a bizarre incident, a Florida man was taken into custody after allegedly hunting a live alligator through a fast food restaurant's drive-thru window. The reptile, measuring over 3 feet, was reportedly found in a nearby canal. Real or fake?
I want to say real, just because Florida man headlines are always fucking insane.
Yeah, it was real.
Okay.
This unusual event occurred in 2015 and was widely reported by news outlets.
How do you throw an alligator through a window? How do you
it must
throw
have been
an
a
alligator
little baby one.
A little baby one.
Yeah, that's like my only... You know what, hell yeah. 10 out of 10 use of free will. Except for the poor workers. They're like, what the fuck?
And
I did not get
paid enough. Alligator. Especially
that's
if there was a little baby one. Like, just getting smashed through a glass window.
Well, I was imagining it's open. Also, why would you do that?
When I
like,
hear,
what's the motivation?
Throwing through a window, I think of...
It says a fast food restaurant's drive-through window. It was 3 feet. And he escaped. He was found in a nearby canal.
The alligator?
Yeah.
Oh.
He probably got some french fries.
Maybe.
All right.
I've heard alligator's really good.
Yeah, my sister's obsessed with alligator jerky. And when we were on our way back from Vegas, we stopped at this random truck stop. And they had one of those, like, fuck-ass jerky places. You know what I'm talking about? They're always at truck stops.
No.
Okay.
I've never heard this ever, or tried.
Gas station jerky?
There's never been a fleeting moment in my life where I've wanted jerky.
I haven't either, but I have a sister that is obsessed with jerky. But it's always, maybe this, I just learned this because I grew up in, like, rural USA, but you're just, like, driving down the freeway, and there'll be, like, a truck stop or a gas station, and it's literally, like, a shack that's held together by two nails, and, like, the scariest man you've ever seen with one tooth is selling jerky, but it's always, like, the most exotic jerky you've ever heard of, and so they usually have alligator jerky. And anyway, she got it on the way back from Vegas to California. And I was already having such a fucking meltdown about other stuff. And then she opens this alligator jerky. It is the worst thing I have ever smelled in my life.
I mean, like, regular jerky already smelled weird to me.
It was terrible. Mm. And I was trapped in the car. And I was like, Bria, if you don't close that bag and not open it for the duration of this trip, like, you can walk. I was so mad at her. And so was her girlfriend, because it was so stinky. And then we saw aliens. And we were distracted by the jerky, from the jerky. And then as we were, she was like, look at the aliens. It rolls down the window, opens the bag of jerky again.
That was probably the prime time to do it.
I noticed. Oh. I was like, put that shit away. I don't care about the aliens.
Okay.
Anyway, real or fake, man dies after eating 41 eggs in a bet. A man in India tragically passed away after attempting to consume 50 eggs as part of a wager. He collapsed after the 41st egg and was pronounced dead upon arrival at the hospital.
Fake.
Real. This incident was reported in 2019 and garnered international attention. If it can happen, it will happen.
Natural selection.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Why the fuck would you try to eat 50 eggs? They weren't, like, were they hard-boiled? Scrambled?
Let me see if I
can. Raw?
It's not going to pull up because we're not connected to the internet here, but I don't know. Because I feel like if that's scrambled, it's, like, less heinous. 50 scrambled eggs. But
raw eggs probably.
It was probably raw eggs.
They probably go down a lot faster.
I bet they were whole. Like Gaston in Beauty and the Beast.
He's not eating the shells, too. There's no way.
He would definitely die if you were eating the shells. I feel like 41 eggs isn't even unreasonable. Like, Joey Chestnut, he could eat 41 hard-boiled eggs.
I don't know who Joey Chestnut is.
Professional eater.
But I feel like 41... attempting to eat 50 eggs is very unreasonable. I don't know what.
He must be going for $1 million. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. Trump offers free one-way tickets to Africa or Mexico for those who want to leave America.
I think that's real.
It's fake. A viral article claims that former President Donald Trump is offering free one-way tickets to Africa and Mexico for individuals dissatisfied with America. But it was an actual article that was deemed fake. It was by Business Insider.
Oh, no way.
I like the ChatGPT ones because even the fake ones are like, they were actual articles that were wrong.
But they're fake.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So you probably saw that.
I don't know if I saw that one specifically, but wasn't there one about a man that was wrongfully deported on a flight to Mexico? I remember seeing something on that.
Man legally changes name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger. In a surprising turn of events, a London man has officially changed his name to Bacon Double Cheeseburger. The decision was reportedly made after a night of drinking with friends.
I really want to say fake, but I'm going to say true.
It's true. Like, just...
What kind of gave it away was, like, London man at the beginning, and then after a night of drinking.
I was going to say it makes way more sense. This story was covered by various media outlets in 2016. Okay.
Also, how do you... It's probably the dead of night after a long night of drinking.
He woke up and he was like, you know what? Hell yeah, that was a good idea.
What place is open? What government agency can you go to at that time of the day to change your name legally?
Despite being vegetarian, I love him for that because nothing is that serious. Fuck it, change your name to Bacon Judge. I'll change my name to Yumble. Like,
Yumble?
That's my favorite food. It's an
Yumble.
It's an Oregon-specific food chain. Or Pacific Northwest. But very yummy.
Is it like Chipotle?
But it's like a secret third thing. It's nutritional yeast sauce that they use. And it's like avocado and rice and olives and cheese.
Remember you were talking to that Michelin-trained chef that we know? and he didn't know what nutritional yeast was.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you even a chef?
I do remember that. I was just like, you need to figure out how to make a yum bowl if you're going to be a professional chef.
The bare minimum.
The bare minimum. Two altar boys arrested for putting weed in sensor burner.
What's a sensor burner?
I don't know. Authorities in Spain have reportedly arrested two altar boys for allegedly adding marijuana to the sensor burner during a church service, leading to a hazy congregation.
Sensor burner? Is that like the burners that like burn the incense or
whatever?
Yeah,
I'm sure, because they use incense in Catholic Church.
I feel like that would be true.
It's fake.
Really?
The story was fabricated and has been debunked by fact-checking organizations.
Weed is illegal in Spain, I think.
I'm sure they still have a lot of it. I wish that was true. That'd be funny. Sorry, Catholics.
It would be. It really would be.
All right. Obama signs executive order banning the Pledge of Allegiance in schools nationwide. An executive order signed by President Obama allegedly bans reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance in all public schools across the United States.
I was in school when Obama was in office. That's fake, right?
Yeah, that's the easiest one.
Okay, because...
I can't even believe that ChatGPT gave me this. This is a false claim that has been widely debunked.
Widely debunked, as if it...
What?
I don't even remember that
what
being
in
a controversy.
What was that? Like, nobody was ever trying to ban the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I don't remember that ever being a thing.
Woman marries a 300-year-old ghost pirate, then divorces him. A woman from Northern Ireland claims to have married a ghost of a 300-year-old pirate. However, she later announced that their separation, citing the spirit's erratic behavior.
I might say, honestly, the fact that a woman can fall in love with ChatGPT, I'm going to say that this is probably true.
Yes, it's real. This peculiar tale was reported in 2018 and sparked widespread curiosity. Kesha says that she's had sex with a ghost.
When did she say that?
I don't know. I also don't know if that's true. I just remember hearing it at some point. All right, last one. Or no, two more. Man swallows 10 water balloons in county fair contest. A man participating in a county fair contest reportedly swallowed 10 water balloons in a bid to win the grand prize, astonishing onlookers.
He didn't die, did he? Or he just...
I don't know, I just have the headline.
The fact that someone would eat 41 eggs, I wouldn't be surprised if someone swallowed 10 water balloons, so I'm going to say true.
It's fake. This headline is fabricated and not based on any real event.
Okay.
I would rather eat 50 eggs than swallow 10, like, full water balloons.
Same, but I wouldn't want to either of them, actually.
I actually don't want to participate.
Not at all.
Deer breaks into home and jumps onto bed. Residents of a Michigan home were startled when a deer crashed through their window and made itself comfortable on their bed. Authorities were called to safely remove the animal.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Because
that doesn't even sound fake.
That looks like something that sounds like something that would appear on, like, the dodo.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's the dodo. This incident is real and was documented in 2019. You did pretty good. I didn't keep track, but...
I didn't get the egg one. I didn't get the water balloon one. I didn't get the Trump one.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
You got a B.
Great.
Or a C. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Okay, what's next, moderator?
The next activity I have for us.
Activity? Not topic? Activity?
Activity slash topic. Okay. So, it's like a little bit of a two-in-one. I have a bunch of company slogans written down on my notes, and some of them are, and then also a bunch of just companies listed, because not every company has a slogan. So part of it is I'm going to read the slogan and make you guess the company, and then some of them I just want to make up what we think their slogan should be, like a realistic company slogan for them.
Oh God, okay.
But let's just start with the easier one of you guess what the company slogan is, and some of them are just like... so unhinged. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
To guess?
I don't know.
You're going to guess and then we're going to make what we think the slogan should be. Okay. The world's most experienced driver. What do you think that is?
The world's most experienced driver?
Yeah. Don't think too hard. I customize these to us.
The world's most experienced driver? When I intake that slogan, I think about a driver, like a golf driver.
It's referring to cars.
It's referring to cars.
Yeah.
World's most experienced driver. You're telling me not to think too hard.
Don't think too hard.
I'm trying not to.
Like, when I looked up their slogan, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
World's most experienced driver. What's, like, the oldest car company? Ford?
One thing about newest things.
Am I stupid? Like, why can't I think of this?
Once you think of it, you're going to be like, oh!
It's a car company.
It's like car adjacent. It's Waymo. Waymo.
I didn't have that aha moment that you said I was going to have.
Are you having it now? No, you don't think
no.
that should be their slogan?
I don't know.
If I was gonna make a slogan for Waymo, it would be like, we're fucking watching you.
That's a good one. I don't know.
Or we're gonna stop in the middle of the road for no reason and cause a traffic jam.
Or I would just say we're a cool party trick.
Yeah.
Because they literally are. Like.
And then you just immediately go back to Lyft because you're like, this is cheaper.
Yeah. That's a dumbass slogan. Yeah. Waymo, you need to change that. I'm sorry.
Not approved.
World's most experienced driver. First of all, driver refers to something physical in the front seat, and there's nothing physical. Sorry, I'm taking it way too literally, but like...
I see where they were going, but I think they should just be like, Waymo, a fucking inconvenience for everybody else except for the person in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for the person in it.
Yeah, because we got, like, the Waymos, they're just always glitching out because they don't have a human, and then you have to call the human that's then going to watch you for the duration of your car ride, talk shit about them, because they, like, couldn't solve the problem.
Oh, yeah, they do be having cameras in there.
Yeah.
Do you think Waymo, like, what if people start having sex in the back of the Waymo? Do you think
they
stop?
I think they call you. Because one time I was in a Waymo and we had 5 people instead of 4, and they, like, stopped the car and called us. Mm. So I think if you were to, like, smoke in the back of a Waymo... The one that I'm always curious about is eating. What if you just whipped out a sandwich and started eating? Would they care about that? I would try that.
I don't know.
Because that's such a gray area.
But then again, now that I think about it, I don't want to get into a car that I know people have had sex in. That would be funny, actually, if, like, Waymo became known for that.
I'm not going to try it, but I want somebody else to and report back. Or just make out and see what happens. See if you get a call.
But then can you sue? Because they're like, why were you watching us? But then again, it's probably something that you agree to.
I'm sure you agree to it.
You probably agree to it when you're not
in the terms and conditions. It's like the Tesla's always watching you too.
Anyways, okay, that one was dumb. Fuck you, Waymo.
Did you just have a realization about the Tesla? No, I've never made out in my car.
We talked about this. No, remember? Yeah. Tesla man leaked footage of him being naked in his garage.
Which, yeah, that's why I'll never do anything crazy in my car. Okay. Low fare is done right. Who's that?
Low fare is done right. I feel like it's an airplane company.
Yeah, getting warmer.
Spirit.
Other one.
Frontier.
Like, their company slogan should just be like...
Tarmac stops done right.
Yeah, like, you will sit on the tarmac for 45 minutes, but at least we're cheap. We should just be like, Frontier Airlines, your actual worst nightmare.
Yeah.
But we'll get you there.
I shouldn't talk shit on Frontier because I've actually had 3 great experiences with them.
Frontier Airlines, scammers. I have so many where that came from.
Frontier Airlines. Our gatekeepers make commission off of your bag not fitting in the
thing. Frontier Airlines. Your bag better not have fucking wheels on it.
Yeah.
Frontier Airlines. We don't care if you live or die as long as we don't get sued.
Hey, out of all the planes that have been crashing, none of them have been Frontier.
Frontier Airlines, we charge you for water.
Did I really? Oh my god.
Yeah. Frontier Airlines, we don't let you take your drink off with you, even if it's non-alcoholic. I got a tea last time, and they were like, you can't take that. I was like, bitch, it was a 45-minute flight. Like, thought I was going to be able to take this with me.
You couldn't finish your tea that fast?
No, because it was, like, halfway through the flight before I got it, and it was hot, so I had to wait for it to cool down. No one cares. No one cares about me having to throw away half my tea. All right.
Damn.
See what's next. Who's that?
Please tell me that they get better. Why are they so weird?
I picked hard ones on purpose.
See what's next. I feel like it's a streaming company.
Yes.
See what's next.
It's what I would argue is the worst one now.
HBO Max?
No, HBO Max is fucking awesome.
The worst one now? Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Really?
Yeah. What should their slogan be? We used to be cool and now we suck, but at least we have Stranger Things. That's all I got.
Yeah, you got it. That pretty much sums it up. But at least we have Stranger Things. Literally, it could literally be.
Stranger Things.
At least we have Stranger Things.
Yeah, that's the slogan.
That's what it is. See what's next.
Okay, this one's easy.
They put out trash movies too.
Yeah, no.
The Netflix originals are not good.
I liked some of the older ones. Like, Sex Education was good. And The End of the Fucking World. Those were good.
Sex Education is a series, though.
Yeah.
But the Netflix original films.
Movies? Do they suck?
Films? The ones that I've seen, yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Booth with Joey King.
Oh, I liked that movie. Sorry. It was cute. Sometimes I like a happy ending.
Next.
This one's easy. The slogan is just, this is yoga.
Is it Core Power?
It's a clothing company.
Lululemon?
Yeah.
Why are they targeting just yoga?
I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lululemon. We're too expensive for anyone. I don't know. I don't have a good slogan for them. Lululemon, at what cost?
At what cost? That's funny. Or don't forget your Louis.
Yeah.
I have Louis meaning like Louis Vuitton. Because I feel like every time I see a bitch wearing a full Lululemon set, they always have a Louis Vuitton on them.
Yeah. I like Lululemon's leggings. They're really nice, but I got them at Goodwill.
Aloe's younger sister. Or no, older sister, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody's obsessed with Aloe now, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, Lululemon will fix slay because, PSA, if you, like, bring in leggings that you bought at a thrift store, they'll still alter them for you.
Like, no way.
Yeah. And I'm really short, so I need all my shit altered.
I'm sure they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. Right? They don't check.
Because they don't ask for a receipt or anything.
And I've never tried this, but apparently if they're really pilled, they'll replace them. Like, they have a lifetime warranty. So, that's cool. What do you think of this slogan? Better information, better health.
Why do I feel like it's better help? Like better help therapy?
It's not. It's medical.
Better information, better health. Is it an insurance company?
No. It's a website.
WebMD?
Yep.
Oh.
I thought this was funny because nobody's using WebMD for, like, information. It's just to, like, self-diagnose yourself with the worst thing you can possible.
Hypochondriacs welcome.
Yeah, it's like...
That's my slogan.
WebMD, Hypochondriacs Unite.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never used WebMD for anything but it.
I probably have. I used to be a raging hypochondriac. This one's hard, so I'll cut you off.
This one's hard? All the other ones, I couldn't... I got two of them that you've listed so far.
Better information... Or no, I just did that one. Fashion and quality at the best price. It's H&M. Which is like...
Quality? That's a stretch.
Also, I think that their slogan should be, our stores smell like shit.
They do smell weird. They smell like plastic pool toys almost.
They smell like sweatshop, I'm pretty sure. Or fast fashion. If you order something from like Amazon or Temu, like it has the same smell.
Oh, I guess I never... I don't order a lot from them. I would say their slogan should be, fast fashion at its best.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because, what did you say, fashion and quality at its best?
Yeah, that's a lie.
That's so weird.
Sorry, H&M.
I don't even know how to describe it, but like, H&M basics, look, they're like, boneless compared to like, other brands' basics that you can buy. They just look weird. I don't know.
One piece of clothing that I like from
H&M. I don't have a single one.
That's good.
No shade to yellow bag clothes from H&M, but...
No, it's fine.
But like, I can tell when you're wearing an H&M, like, t-shirt. Like, it just has a look to it.
I prefer Forever 21 if I'm gonna choose from the fast fashion.
They be having some fuck ass weird slogans on shit though.
Forever 21, I looked. Their slogan was technically Forever 21.
Oh no, I'm talking like on their clothes.
They put
like weird words and shit that don't make any sense at all on their clothes.
It'll be like a perfectly good shirt and then it just says some fuck ass shit and you're like, would have been cute. You did too much.
I can't. They're so outlandish and crazy. I can't even think of an example of what they would put on their shirts.
Yeah.
But,
okay. I'm not going to make you guess this one. I just want to discuss it. Because I actually agree with this. It's like a mission statement / slogan for the Phoenix Airport. They call themselves America's Friendliest Airport. And honestly...
Sky Harbor?
Yeah. I totally agree. I hate airports. I have such demon fest in airports. But I really have never at Phoenix.
Phoenix Sky Harbor has always been... a breeze.
It's awesome.
I've never had to wait.
Yeah.
Even on its like busiest days, it's pretty efficient.
TSA is always nice to me.
There was one time I tried petting a TSA dog because it was approaching me and I was just like, hi. And then the TSA guard was like, don't touch him. And I was.
That's not very friendly, but they're just doing their job.
I did have edibles on me, but.
That's why he was approaching you. You probably shouldn't have tried to say hi.
But I did, and then, like, I saw him wagging his tail.
He was like, I got him.
But he wasn't barking.
Oh. They're probably not looking for weed.
I wouldn't assume so, but... Anyways. No, but, yeah, and then I've talked ad nauseum about fucking London Heathrow.
Yeah, you hate London Heathrow.
London Heathrow hates to see me coming, and I hate being there, so...
That's how I feel about San Diego.
Why do we have to put our liquids in a separate plastic bag that's gonna be inside of our suitcase? You can see all my shit in your little scanners.
I completely agree with you.
Fuck you. No, because the last time, so I was, first of all, I was almost late to my flight, and actually we were making pretty good time from what I thought.
Yeah.
But no, like when I exited, when you exit TSA, you have to get on a bus and drive 15 minutes.
Bus demons.
To your actual gate, which isn't even a gate. It's literally a stair ramp leading up to your plane in the middle of a grass field.
Welcome to European airports.
It's so fucked, no, because in Paris, definitely didn't say that right. That's another one of my demons. The French language, that shit's so hard to learn. Anyways, no.
The life just returned to your eyes.
London Heathrow, I just can't. Like, they, both times I was at London, going there and coming back from Europe, both times my bag got flagged. The first time, because I refused to follow the rules, and I just left all my shit in my bag, didn't put it in a plastic bag. So,
hell yeah.
I'll take that one. But coming back, I was really good, and I put all of my liquids in my plastic bag. And then they flagged my bag because of eye drops. Eye drops were in, like, a random pouch that I completely forgot about.
I hate airport security.
Eye drops. Eye drops. They literally had the gall. They took my eye drops out and they put it in that little like bomb detector thing.
Oh my god. So
there's this one little roto package of eye drops in this huge fucking machine. Like the door closes and then it's like scanning it for explosives. I'm like,
that is a waste of tax dollars.
Literally.
Yeah.
Not my tax dollars. Like
someone's.
Yeah.
I hate airport security, and I can't speak on European security because I don't really know, but I did watch like multiple YouTube videos one time about how TSA like really doesn't fucking do anything. And if you want not scientific proof, but proof nonetheless, look at the TSA Twitter page. It's literally gin as hell. They just have like pictures of stuff that they've confiscated, and it'll be like ninja throwing blades. Like, what about whatever that, like, why are you posting this?
That's a weapon. But,
it is. That's like valid to confiscate, but like, why are you posting about it on Twitter if it's that serious?
That seems like something that would be on like Reddit.
Yeah. But it's not. It's like the official TSA Twitter page.
That's weird. They do this consistently too?
I haven't checked in years, but yeah. They did at one point. And
fucking airport too. Like, honestly.
Actually, my number six demon is anything to do with airports.
Except for Phoenix Sky Harbor.
Except for Phoenix Sky. Phoenix Sky Harbor is awesome. San Diego Airport can rot in hell.
I would say, like, I'm not as well-traveled as maybe, like, most people that I compare myself to. Comparison is the thief of joy. I don't care that I'm not as well-traveled, but, like, I haven't been to, realistically, that many airports.
I've been to a lot of airports.
Yeah.
Probably 30.
I've been enough to know, like, I've been to a couple of California, San Francisco. I love the San Francisco airport. Everybody hates it.
It's demon.
It's a nightmare to get picked up from because of the different levels.
I just have beef with San Francisco in general.
I love San Francisco.
Hill demons.
I would live in San Francisco if I could.
Last time we were in San Francisco, you made me walk so many hills, and now I hate San Francisco.
You were down. I said, let's walk, and you were like, sure. I don't think I knew what I signed up for either.
I think that I didn't know what I was signing up for, exactly. And I, like, halfway through, I was like, I hate this.
No, and then we went to...
City should be flat.
We went to... Remember we went to a Pier Bar, and then all of a sudden you were like...
I need to go right now.
You were like, my plane leaves in 45 minutes.
I made the flight, okay.
She did, yeah, it was fine.
Because it was delayed.
Frontier.
We're always delayed. You could show up 45 minutes late.
No, but you were flying out of San Francisco too, right?
Yeah.
SFO? Yeah.
And then I got to my gate, it was late, and I was like, hell yeah, and I went to the airport and got another glass of wine.
And then I went to a Michelin dinner after I kicked that bitch in an Uber. Yeah.
It ended up being a good day, but there was a lot of hills involved, and I didn't like them.
Yeah, it was really pretty, though.
Yeah, but I couldn't appreciate how pretty it was because my legs hurt.
You were wearing those fuck-ass boots, though.
Yeah, that I'm still currently wearing. Okay. Back to our slogans.
Oh, my mom says hi, by the way.
Oh, hi. Okay. There's only... I can skip most of these. Okay, this one is food as it should be. It's a restaurant.
Food as it should be? Sage, this is a hard exercise. Like, I don't know companies...
It's Panera Bread. And to that, I would like to say my slogan is overpriced hospital food. But I keep going back.
I can honestly say I've never been to Panera Bread before.
We're going to Panera Bread after this.
I don't want to go to Panera Bread.
It's good.
No, I don't believe you. You just called it hospital food.
But just because it's, I know they're just getting like fucking cash and carry soup and heating it up, but sometimes I just want broccoli cheddar soup and it's like the most convenient thing.
It's like 100 degrees today.
I didn't say that today was the day for the broccoli cheddar soup.
I feel like maybe I had resentment because they took over Paradise Bakery.
Okay.
And I fucked with Paradise Bakery heavy.
I'm so sorry about that.
Heavy. That tomato caprese panini that Paradise Bakery used to make was like literally heaven on earth.
I don't know anything about Paradise Bakery.
And like they had snickerdoodles. Paradise Bakery snickerdoodles. Them shits were, and then Panera.
I'm so sorry about your loss.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, I feel like that's why I've never been to a Panera Bread.
I would say overpriced hospital food, and also if you're in Old Town Scottsdale, the restroom code is 2020. I have it memorized.
You're really selling it to me right now.
Hopefully they don't change it after this. Okay, I got some wine ones. And I think you might be able to guess this one.
Really?
Yes. This one is, their slogan is, New Zealand's number one Sauvignon Blanc.
My gut reaction, no way it's this, but Kim Crawford?
It's Kim Crawford. And my slogan is, that for them is, we actually taste like cat piss with a side of grass, but we'll get you drunk and the bottle is $10.
Oh my god.
Guys.
I would say New Zealand's 13th reason.
New Zealand! I agree.
We actually should try, I've never tried Kim Crawford actually.
The way I described it is accurate.
Oh, okay. But I'll put my hand up, say in front of the jury, I've never actually tried Kim Crawford before. I don't think I need to, but I would like to. For research purposes, I feel like it'd be important to know.
I've had Kim Crawford. I've also had Franzia, and I prefer Franzia.
Franzia white? Because they make red, too, no?
Franzia has, like, a whole array of boxed wine, and every single one I've tried has been better than Kim Crawford.
Okay.
And I also...
There are some boxed wines that are good, apparently.
For sure.
Yeah.
Not Franzia.
Not Franzia.
I love Franzia's marketing so much that I want to be friends with them.
Yeah, because I'm sure their marketing is geared towards, like, college kids. Like, people our age, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I read you Franzia's slogan? Because I wrote that down. It says, make friends with Franzia. That's fucking awesome.
Who's good at making friends?
What?
Who's good at making friends?
Franzia.
I was going to say college kids, but...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I
Who's good at making friends? Franzia.
And the merch that they sell on their website...
Is it, like...
Unparalleled.
Is it cute, actually?
They have a, like, camelback-style backpack that you can buy.
That fits a whole box.
That fits the box.
That's cute, actually.
Isn't that awesome?
No, and plus, I love it, too, when a company makes merch that's, like, actually cute and wearable.
Yeah. And, no, like, as much as Franzia's wine is, like, not up to snuff, like, I fuck with the brand. Like, they've done a fantastic job at marketing.
If I was invited to a boat party... with people that didn't care about wine, I think initially Franzia. I would go towards a box of Franzia.
Yeah. And you can slap the bag, like you can...
There's a whole ritual. There's a whole ritual culture to it, yeah.
It's fun.
Friends, make friends with Franzia.
Isn't that cute?
I like that.
I liked that one.
Is there more wine ones?
Yeah. There is... I have one more. Only one quality, the finest.
The finest.
Very much the opposite end, but as much well known as Franzia.
This is American, right?
I'm assuming? Not American.
Not American. Just as well known. As Kim Crawford, you would say? As well known?
Maybe not because this is like a different tax bracket, but like it's the same amount.
But the name.
The name is very well known.
Veuve Clicquot?
You got it.
Period. Okay. World's finest?
Only one quality, the finest. That's her slogan. And I would say if I was writing their slogan, it would be like, rich white moms drink me.
My slogan for them...
But it's good, no hate.
Okay, I can't be a hater because I've never tried it officially, but I've tried other champagne houses and their stuff was... I don't know, Veuve is just so commercialized that it's hard for me to be like... You can't say that you're the finest because you don't have all your hands on every step of the process. But it's true. I don't know.
My only time trying Veuve was in a club in Encinitas, California, and one of my sister's friend's moms bought it for us.
That's what I think.
She bought us a table with Veuve. And so my connotation is very positive because that was a really fun night.
So, like, for me, my slogan would be, like, your mom's favorite club wine.
That's perfect.
That's like what it is. I've only ever seen Vouv like in a club context.
Yeah, it's like Dom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody at a restaurant is ordering Dom or Vouv.
No. Yeah. So
Dom Perignon.
But they didn't have a slogan, so I had to do Vouv.
Oh, that's fine. But
this one doesn't have a slogan, but I thought maybe we're not gonna be able to come up with one because I don't think either of us have tried it. Two Buck Chuck,
is that a specific brand or is that just like an overarching?
It's Charles
term?
Shaw wine. It's the Trader Joe's wine.
I thought Two Buck Chuck just applied to any really cheap bottle of wine.
No, it's Charles Shaw. Oh. And now I think it's Four Buck Chuck now, but it used to be two.
Interesting. Okay. I guess
I haven't tried it. I couldn't tell you.
I know it's just a wine meant for
getting
obliterated. Its only purpose.
No, but like Charles Shaw, he also created Franzia, by the way. I listened to a podcast about all this lore. Like, his entire message was basically like, expensive winemakers are like on some bullshit. Like, I can make just as good of wine for cheap and you won't even know the difference. So maybe we should try it. Maybe he's right. I don't know. I haven't tried it. I'm going to say, venture to say he's probably not right, but for the general population, maybe his wine is good enough.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe he is onto something.
Where is his wines? Where are they based out of?
Lodi, I believe. Or, like, Central California. Farmland. Nothing coastal.
Is it literally called Two Buck Chuck?
No, it's called Charles Shaw wine, but, like, the nickname is Two Buck Chuck.
Where can you buy it? Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's, yeah. Okay. I have a few more for you. This one is Date, Meet, and Network Better.
Date, Meet, and Network?
Yeah.
Better. Grindr.
Close!
No.
You're close.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to say, no dating app is known for networking, but I want to say Tinder, just to be like.
It's Bumble. Bumble does have a networking tab.
I haven't been on Bumble in a minute.
And if I was going to make a slogan, it would be, we will literally suck your soul out and spit it out. Suck your soul from your body and spit it out. And make you cry.
That's any dating app song.
Yeah.
That's any dating app.
And also, don't make the girl message first. It's not empowering like you think it is.
It does avoid getting, I would assume, maybe it's not the same in straight world, but like unsolicited, like, genitalia pictures.
I've never gotten an unsolicited dick pic on a dating app. Or actually at all.
I have, lots of times.
I'm so sorry.
Even as the first message, not even like a, whatever happened to, hi, how are you? My name is.
What? That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you had to experience that.
It's fine, I guess, because half the time it was just funny to look at and laugh at. I don't know what slogan, honestly, half these companies, when you say them, I'm just like, really? Why would they have a slogan? Like,
marketing, baby.
But like, a slogan to me, like when I think of slogans, I think of like, Ross, dress for less. Like, it's incorporated somehow in their marketing. Ross, dress for less. I'm trying to think of like other iconic slogans.
Walmart.
Nike, just do it. Like yeah. In their ads, they say, yeah, save money, live better, Walmart.
Yeah.
Like, they say it in their
I'm sorry, ads but I purposefully
stuff.
Made these hard. Like, I wasn't just gonna, because just do it is too obvious. It wouldn't be a fun game.
I guess you're right.
Do
you have another one?
I have a few more, and then some that I want us to make slogans for that they didn't have slogans.
Okay.
Make your day. That's a slogan.
Make your day?
Yeah.
I'm stumped.
TikTok.
Yeah. Make your day wasting away on the app.
I'm not gonna lie. If you would have said that to me, I would have thought it was like a vibrator company if I was on the other side of it. Yeah. No, it's TikTok. But I wasn't looking those up, just to be clear. That would have been my guess.
I don't think anybody had that assumption when you said that you were looking up.
No, okay.
Vibrator companies. Also, it'd be fine for you to own a vibrator.
I do.
Oh, never mind. But
I wasn't worried about that.
Make your day. TikTok.
Yeah, it's TikTok.
If I was to make a slogan for TikTok, it'd be Trump's worst nightmare.
Trump's worst nightmare.
Trump's 13th reason.
Mine would be like, I will give you one morsel of joy in exchange for doom scrolling and addiction. I'll be like going about my day. I'll just be like, I need to sit and scroll. It's like the same thing with the vape. It's like the same addiction.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be like, I'm overstimulated. I just need to sit down and scroll for a second. which is, like, terrible.
I don't have that urge. If I'm on my phone, like, doing school stuff, or no, like, I could literally be sometimes doing school stuff too, but, like, I could be in the middle of texting someone, and then I stop typing, and then I swipe the app over to go to Instagram and scroll for 3 seconds, and then I go back over. It's
weird.
Need to
scroll.
Yeah.
Yeah, need to scroll. It's like an addiction.
But, I don't know, if I'm in public and, like, walking around, I'm not thinking about...
I wouldn't say that, but if I'm at, like, a bar, or, like, in a crowded environment, and I, like, feel overstimulated, not even by myself, I'll just be like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And then I, like, sit and scroll for, like, literally 30 seconds. But it's, I don't know, it just alleviates the...
It's something.
It's something. Which is not good, but...
Make your day.
Make your day.
Do you want to keep going, or are we done?
I don't know. I have more, but...
Is there one that you're, like, dying, itching?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. This one doesn't have a slogan, obviously, but I think we should make one for it.
Obviously.
What is it? Like, because what? They don't need a slogan. Like, Elf Bar or Geek Bar. We give you cancer in the most fun way possible.
Like, SIGs do too.
Yeah.
It's the same effect. But this is a good one. Honestly, I don't know why, but I want to say the AI version of cigarettes. I don't know.
Like, Elf Bar. Cancer, but modernized.
Yeah, girl. Dude. Meant to... What is it? Meant to destroy, like...
The world.
We haven't killed that many people.
We haven't killed anyone yet.
Allegedly, we have. But only allegedly. Like, it's
we've
like
only
that.
Allegedly killed people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, like, the people that have died from us smoked cigarettes before.
Elf Bar, it wasn't our fault.
Yeah, it wasn't our fault.
Elf Bar, don't blame me. But also, Elf Bar doesn't exist anymore. It's BC 5000.
They still exist.
It's been rebranded because they got sued or something.
So did Jewel. And Jewel's still around.
All I know is I walk into the smoke shop and I'm like, can I have an Elf Bar? And this is what they give me. And it doesn't say Elf Bar. And also, I have finally gained a reward of a free Elf Bar at the smoke shop I always go to, which is not a flex, but I did. Next one's free.
Are you saying it's not a flex because you don't want me to ask you how many times it requires to
It was
get
like
a free
10.
Elf? That's over a period of time, though.
Yeah, but it took me a while to submit to the fact that, like, this was not, in fact, going to be my last one and, like, just put in your fucking phone number.
And then
number.
You finally sent it for the room.
And on that note, good night.
Bye.
Mom, please don't watch this.